Title: Challenging Other Transaction Agreements Navigating the Jurisdictional Highway. Content: The Origination of Other Transaction Agreements, OTAs, traces back to the October 1957 launch of Sputnik I by the Soviet Union and the subsequent space race. Congress created the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, to quickly design and build new space technology. Following the creation of NASA, Congress granted the agency broad authority to enter into and perform such contracts, leases, cooperative agreements, or other transactions as may be necessary to carry out its mission. National Aeronautics and Space Act of 1958, Pub. L. No. 85-568, Section 203(5). Although OTAs have been around for many years, since 2016 their use has, to use a pun, skyrocketed. Indeed, billions of appropriated funds are used to acquire the development of advanced technology through OTAs. Although OTAs have the benefit of decreasing the burden of the federal acquisition process, they also restrict a contractor's ability to challenge their use. The OTA model has proven to be quite successful, and Congress extended this authority to several other agencies beyond NASA, including the Departments of Defense, DOD, Energy, Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, and several others. The DOD's authority to enter into OTA derives from 10 U.S.C. 4021-22, which enable three different types of OTA awards: research, prototype, and production. Research OTAs are authorized under 10 U.S.C. 4021, which enables the DoD to enter into transactions for basic, applied, and advanced research projects. Research OTAs may be used to pursue research and development of technology with dual use, commercial and government, application. Research OTAs do not include authority for transition to follow-on production contracts or transactions. Prototype OTAs are authorized under 10 U.S.C. 4022, which enables the DoD to carry out prototype projects that are directly relevant to enhancing the mission effectiveness of military personnel, supporting platform systems, components, or materials to be acquired by the DoD, or improvements to these tools. Successful prototype OTAs offer a streamlined method to transition into follow-on production agreements without competition. Production OTAs are authorized under 10 U.S.C. 4022(f), which enables the DoD to award a follow-on production contract or transaction, without competitive procedures, to the participants in a successful prototype OTA that was competitively awarded and successfully completed. Compare these statutes to 10 U.S.C. 4023, which permits the DoD to procure certain supplies, including medical, telecommunications, and aeronautical supplies by contract or otherwise. This statute anticipates the use of a contract, at least in some circumstances, to procure an item. Because it is likely that an agency may use a contract to procure these supplies, the Government Accountability Office, GAO, does not consider 4023 an OTA statute. See Air Tractor, Inc., B418244, B418244.2, February 10, 2020, 2020 CPD 42(4-5)(n)(2). While many regulations governing federal contracts do not apply to OTAs, such as the Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, and the Competition in Contracting Act, CICA, the Procurement Integrity Act does apply, and as such, competitive practices are applicable to OTA solicitations. This means that, like standard contracting vehicles, OTAs may be protested to the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, COFC, or to the GAO. It is important to note, however, that an OTA is not the same as a procurement contract, cooperative agreement, or grant. This means that the government and private companies have more flexibility in negotiating the terms and conditions of OTA, as compared to standard contract vehicles. This also means that disappointed offerors are more limited in protesting an OTA award at the GAO and COFC. GAO OTA jurisdiction. The GAO has limited jurisdiction to review OTA decisions. Under CICA and the GAO's bid protest regulations, the GAO S. jurisdiction is confined to protests concerning alleged violations of procurement statutes or regulations by federal agencies in the award or proposed award of procurement contracts and their preceding solicitations. 31 U.S.C. 3551, 1, 3552, 4 CFR? 21.1, A. Where an agency has statutory authority to use OTAs, OTAs entered into by the agency are not subject to the GAO's bid protest jurisdiction. 4 CFR 21.5 CAM, System Architect 2.